This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The path to the Vince Lombardi Trophy travels through Missouri. Tonight at Arrowhead Stadium, the Kansas City Chiefs host the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. The winner moves on to the Super Bowl. To get the perspective from the other sideline, we turn to Brooke Pryor. She's the lead Chiefs beat reporter for the Kansas City Star. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy that you said it goes through Missouri, because we've had so many people say Kansas or make, you know, Kansas jokes. But no, the stadium is in Missouri.
Well, first set this scene for us this past week. What's your take on how the mood has been of Chiefs fans and players?
You know, I think the players have been really loose. It's been really kind of fun to see them in practice. Earlier this week, we were out there and the wide receivers were over in a huddle on one side of the field. And we looked over and we said, what are they doing? And they were playing a simulated game of baseball, which was just hilarious. You know, they're kind of treating it like they're, you know, warming up for a week 17 game and not, you know, the biggest game all season, the first AFC title game that Arrowhead has ever hosted.
And what about the fans?
I feel like there was a lot more nervous energy around the fan base last week when they were getting ready to host the first playoff game in the divisional round, because the Chiefs have such a struggle in home playoffs games, and the history has not been great. And so I think a lot of these fans were scarred from that experience and really, really nervous. And I think that they just, you know, wanted to see, is this team different? Is this team going to be able to do something that no other team had done here in 25 years? And so I think once they saw that this team is the real deal, I think some of that weight was lifted. And now I kind of get a sense that it's just pure excitement around here.
Let's talk about Andy Reid for a second. Kansas City's head coach, Andy Reid, has been criticized as one of those people who can't win the big one. His only trip to the Super Bowl with the Eagles in 2005 ended in defeat to the Patriots. How does all that kind of play into the game plan, the mood, the expectations in Kansas City?
He has had trouble winning the big one, but it kind of feels like right now is the right time, that it's just a perfect combination of things, that things are going right for him, this team is going right. It almost just feels like fate that we are where we are right now, and that he is kind of the one that's leading this renaissance of the Chiefs, and that he's really helped turn this franchise around to get them to where they are right now.
The trophy for winning the AFC is named after Lamar Hunt, the Chiefs founder and one of the key owners who created the modern NFL. And, you know, some could sort of say the soul of the AFC lives in Kansas City. And yet the Patriots have won more of those Lamar Hunt trophies than any team. So I'm wondering, what would it mean to Chiefs fans and to the team to win the Lamar Hunt trophy at home for the first time and to do it against the Patriots?
Oh, I mean, it would mean everything. And just thinking about that scenario, I have chills. Maybe they're reporter chills, because the thought of getting to write that game story in that moment would just be huge, because it does mean so much to everyone here. And it's been cool having the trophy in the stadium this week. It's been at the press conferences, and just being able to see it there, visualize it there, you know, it feels like this is where it belongs.
Tell us a little bit about what it feels like to be at a home Chiefs game. I do hear that it is different from pretty much anywhere else.
It is.
You know, that college football-like atmosphere, and it's really loud.
Before I was here, I covered the University of Oklahoma for 2 years, and talk about a college football atmosphere, that's up at the top. And coming here feels like covering an OU game on steroids. I mean, the tailgating is incredible. People will flood in here, and it's just a sea of red, and it's so loud.
The Guinness Book of World Records says that the loudest crowd roar at a sports stadium anywhere on the planet happened at Arrowhead. And what I find kind of interesting is that that was in 2014 during a Chiefs victory over the Patriots.
It would not surprise me to see the Chiefs crowd set a new record tonight. I believe the one right now standing is 142.2 decibels. Trying to think back to all the times I've seen that number flashed up on the scoreboard. It's going to be deafening.
What is the attitude in very nice Chiefs land about the Patriots and about Patriots fans?
Chiefs fans have been less than thrilled with the underdog narrative that the Patriots are peddling at this point. And I can understand why. You know, I don't think that they like the Patriots. and I don't know, you know, exactly how they feel about the fans. I'm sure they would rather have a stadium full of Chiefs fans with not a Patriot fan in sight. But I heard from a friend on Friday who was flying in from Boston, and she said that there was a man on the flight who had been to 30 Super Bowls, big Patriots fan, and the flight attendant asked for everyone to clap for him when they landed, and the entire plane booed. So make of that what you will. It's a small sample size, but I don't know that it will necessarily be a warm welcome. It may not be hostile, but they're also not going to applaud a Patriots fan when asked.
Okay, you know the Chiefs' strengths, you know their weaknesses, you recognize what's good and bad about the Patriots. So, your call for today's outcome?
I've got the Chiefs winning 31-27. I think that the Chiefs match up well against the Patriots, and I just kind of feel like playing at Arrowhead in this situation, this is the Chiefs' time.
It's the Chiefs' team of destiny moment.
Exactly.
Well, Brooke, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Brooke Pryor is a Chiefs beat reporter for the Kansas City Star.
I'm going to Kansas City! Kansas City, here I come!
This is 90.9 WBUR.